You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now for some music. Well, we can't go out to see any shows. We're bringing the music to you. Pianist, composer, and MC Kev Choice represents Oakland hard. He started learning the piano in seventh grade at Westlake Junior High near Lake Merritt. He recently composed a piece for the Oakland Symphony. And though he's done stints in Illinois, New Orleans, and Atlanta, he considers the town his artistic and spiritual home. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Kev talks about his love for his hometown, his EP called Feeling Ivory, and how music keeps him centered.
My name is Kev Choice. I'm a musician, pianist, MC, producer, composer, educator from Oakland, California. Growing up in Oakland, I think we're taught to have a sense of pride. You know, we know about our legacy all the way back to the Black Panthers, all the way back to the blues scene in the West Oakland, all the way back to just the history and the culture of the people of, you know, a blue-collar city, a small working class city, you know, being educated in the Oakland public schools and having certain teachers that kind of showed me, like, you know, this is who you are in this community, this is what your community stands for. Seeing people organizing protests, seeing people being outspoken against the government, like, there were always people standing up for what they believe in the name of our community. Like, we got to do this because we want to make a better community for Oakland. So that was always a very strong value instilled in me. We take that everywhere. When I went away to college, I was like, I'm from Oakland, California, and can't nobody tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just the way I felt. Like, I had a strong sense of where I was from. It gave me a lot of confidence of who I am as a man in America. This song is called Dance of the Displaced, and I dedicated it to the people right now in the city of Oakland who are being displaced from their homes, from high rent, from gentrification. And musically, the song has a lot of movements, a lot of tension, a lot of angst, a lot of ups and downs, and it kind of just reminded me of the feeling of the people who are from Oakland right now, like a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxieties around where they're gonna live, how they're gonna stay, how they're gonna survive, how they're gonna provide for their families, and even time signature movements is just the instability of being in Oakland right now, of the community. It's definitely an interesting tension being from somewhere and seeing it change so dramatically and so drastically, so rapidly, and also being a part of a community of people that are fighting to maintain that identity. So I feel like that's the only thing that really gives me hope, is that knowing that there's people that are fighting to keep affordable housing. There are people fighting to keep arts vibrant in a community. There's people fighting to have a voice on the political landscape. I feel like I'm just a part, a voice of that movement of people who are trying to maintain the culture, the traditions, the values of Oakland for as long as we can.
And I'm feeling ivory. I feel like the world need a little more love.
Feeling ivory, like I'm really feeling like digging deeper into the piano, digging deeper into the keys. The title came to me just because I wanted to do something that was centered around piano, and I was just thinking of a clever way to I didn't want to be like piano in the dark or, you know, something like that. So it's a color, is right. It's not white, but it's off-white. It's kind of, it gives me a melancholy type of feel. And it's not sad, but it just, it's very open to it, expressiveness. Like, it's like a blank sheet, an ivory sheet.
I hope it was worth it. I hope that the heart heals. I pray for forgiveness. I know that some God's real. My God, your God, our God, reveal. The closer we get, the more we feel love.
And also when you're, you know, I'm writing songs on the piano, but I'm also writing raps. And I kind of wanted to showcase, like, you know, I rap and play piano at the same time or do songs. And it kind of makes you say things like when you're, most rappers, you know, you got drums and bass and trumpets and violins and synths. It kind of covers up what you're really saying. It's almost like doing a spoken word piece. Like you really hear every single word. You really hear the inflections and expressions come out a lot, you know what I'm saying? So when you're rapping to just solo piano, it really gives it a certain feel and dynamic that most rap songs don't have because they're covered up with so many other instruments.
Never took a minute off, not in my memory. I was born to be a boss, that's how it's meant to be. Glad I had a better option than judge trying to sentence me. Niggas trying to shoot at me, thank God for this music, yeah. Especially living in my community where options is like 2 or 3. Sell dope, play ball, or get a 9 to 5. Still struggle to survive, how'd I make it out alive? Thank God for this music, yeah. Even though they told me I would never make it. You too kind.
Thank God was a song. I wrote that song when I was in my new studio over in East Oakland, and just kind of talking about being thankful for the things I'm going through as an artist, the good things, the bad things, the struggles, the ups, the downs. It's like, and also just being a very spiritual person, and you know, as a pianist, I play in churches every week, every weekend, and it kind of keeps me centered. It gives me that, at least that one day a week, to where it's not about me as an artist, it's just me using my talent to help other people get closer to their source, get closer to their spirit, to their soul, in however way that my music allows them. And to me, that's almost one of the greatest feelings, is someone coming up to you at the church being like, I just loved how you played. It really, you know, really made me feel this way, or helped me with what I'm dealing with in my life. So to me, that's a very rewarding experience. And a lot of times, it's something that I do naturally, so I appreciate it as a gift. It's not like I have to go in there with the intention like I'm gonna touch someone today. I just go and do what my God-given talent is just play the piano and just release, and people accept it, and it helps them.
Some people got weeded out, had to learn the difference between friends and associates. Folks use it for your talents when it's for their benefit. Thank God for forgiveness, thank God for the vision. To see disappointment as opportunity, cousin, even family became distant. I still love them, no judgment. I rise, we rise, that's a promise. Thank God for a clear mind, thank God for a good heart. Even on my worst days, sometimes I want to run away.
It was just a song of me being thankful for everything I'm going through, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, and just allowing to be what's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, and being appreciative of it.
Purpose, knowing I wasn't perfect, knowing I had missions on this earth to fulfill, stay working, maybe to avoid addressing hurt, staying in the public eye, but really an introvert.
That was Oakland composer, pianist, and MC Kev Choice. That piece was produced by Jen Chien. Kev's latest album release party was scheduled for April 10th, but of course, it's been postponed. He released a new music video yesterday, though, so you can enjoy his latest tunes from home until the concert can be rescheduled. Find all that information at klw.org.
For every storm, when tears are falling, no one knows me like you.